opportunity to look at the book of Mark with you. So in Mark chapter 6, 45 to 56. So if you're following along in our June Word of Life Quiet Time Diary, kind of tracking with the children's ministry, you're reading along with us. I want to say thank you to all those who got involved through VBS. I was talking with Chris and Dana. There was 154 different volunteers that served through Vacation Bible School. And one of the cool things was there was three families that showed up on church on Sunday because our kids had a good time at Vacation Bible School. So keep praying for those families that the Lord would continue to draw new families to church and then for them to say yes to the gospel. So if you're looking at Mark chapter 6, your chapter title will say Jesus walking on water. And so the miracle has taken place of the feeding of the 5,000. And so Jesus immediately made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowd, and after he had taken leave from them, he went up on the mountain to pray. So it's interesting. The miracle takes place. There's not really going to be some time for Jesus to discuss this with the disciples. He loads them up on a boat and says, look, I want you to go. And he's going to go someplace totally different. He's going to go to the mountain and pray. And when evening came, the boat was out in the sea and he was alone on the land. So I think so often we are so busy with our schedules and things that are going on that prayer is kind of like the leftover thing. And so it's kind of neat to see Jesus as he models different things. And so great miracle, doesn't stand around and talk about the miracle, immediately goes and prays. And I don't know really what he was praying about. We don't get a chance to interact with any of that. We just know that he went to the mountain to pray. He was there for a while. Depending on who you read and what commentary, he begins to look out on the water. One of the commentaries I was reading said that's he started his journey across maybe somewhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. He begins to walk on the water. And when we read this, verse 47, and when the evening came and the boat was out at the sea and he was alone on the land, he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. It was the fourth watch of the night, so that's where we get the 3 to 6. He came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. So we read that in our English, you know, thinking he's trying to get past them. I don't think, from what I've been studying, I don't think he was trying to get past them. I think maybe he was kind of walking on the water to be able to display who he was to the disciples in the boat, kind of just representing who he was. But they were afraid, so instead of, you know, just kind of going on by, he steps in the midst of their fear. Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. And we got in the boat with them. The wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded. And they did not understand about the loaves, for their hearts were hardened. So even though the great miracle took place, here he stays ways to pray. Seems like they're in the boat, the wind, the waves are such a fashion that their first response, well, maybe this is Jesus walking on water. We just did see him, you know, feed 5,000 people with hardly any food. Their initial response was, oh man, it's a ghost. What are we going to do? And again, it's another opportunity for Jesus to say, it is I. And then the fun part is you keep on reading verse 53. When they crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored to shore, and when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began bringing the sick people on their beds to wherever they laid him. Excuse me. And whenever he came, the villages and cities on the countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him as he went by to touch the fringe of his garment. As many as touched them were made well. So they got to the other side. I guess it kind of looks like he knew exactly what was going to take place. So he wanted to go ahead and pray. Like, I'm going into another situation and people have expectations to meet their physical needs. He's not saying he's not willing to do that. The question I always wonder is, how many people that got healed physically will we be spending time with in heaven? So it wasn't just a physical healing. It was like, oh, he's the Messiah. He's the Savior. I'm placing my faith in Him. We don't know. The text doesn't tell us. So as you read this little paragraph, I think prayer is important. Reminding that situation is going to arise, that He's going to calm the winds and the waves to remind us of who He is. And I think the last thing is, it's a great passage to remind us that those who are needy, those who are broken, those who are a mess, those who had issues were the place that Jesus was. So let's pray today. Jesus, thank You for Your word and the opportunity to be able to reflect on it. May You use it to mold and shape our lives. We need You, Jesus, on this Friday. So give us Your strength. In Your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.